This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. So we're talking about flakes. Flakes on the left, that's what they are. They're all flakes. California, the land, fruits, nuts, and fairies. Arizona's got flaky senators, including one named Flake. I could go on. I could go on forever, forever. This is crazy to watch the world go by with the level of lunacy. I was having a conversation with a guy. I wrote a piece. And I alluded, I said, so what, I'm going to get called Uncle Tom. And I said, a gross misuse of the term. And a guy wrote me a note, and he says, Kevin, he goes, well, you know what, let me read the note, because I don't want to mischaracterize it. I think we have that note. So here's what he says. I grew up in Detroit hearing this term. It was and is synonymous with a Benedict Arnold, a traitor, a turncoat, etc. I never thought to question its meaning. After all, everyone used it in the same context. So a few years ago, I decided to learn more about this character, and he's speaking of Uncle Tom. So he says, so I read the book. I was amazed at the mischaracterization of this character in common use. I should think that the black community would embrace this character as an example of a strong role model. However, now when I hear the term, I look at how it's being applied and realize that, ironically, the person being called an Uncle Tom is actually a strong black role model that is being mischaracterized because of some sort of political correctness, the same way the fictional character was when the story was written. Yet political opinion seems to be more important than facts. Another great article. Thanks for pointing this out. It was sent to me by a guy named Steve. And Steve, here's what I want to say, and I want to say this to the audience, the radio audience. The idea that black people have gone without reading Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and understanding that this man was a protector of blacks, that he is actually the protagonist in the film, the good guy, and they will blatantly use this term in reference to supposed bad people, like myself, and not even understanding that it is a compliment, shows you exactly where we are in this nation. See, this is upside down. To call me an Uncle Tom is to flatter me. To say, Kevin, you're willing to sacrifice your own life to protect the others. And that's why every time they do it, I chuckle to myself and go, yeah, proud Uncle Tom. Proud Uncle Tom. But what's most scary is this. Black folks don't bother to research and find out what it's all about and correct this. They can just be told something. This is a bad thing. Uncle Tom. Oh, here, Uncle Tom. Oh, that's, is that a bad? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, tell you, Uncle Tom over there. Here. Ooh, Okay. And that's, so I shouldn't associate with him. No. He's an Uncle Tom. Because they're too lazy to read the stinking book and understand what's going on. And this is what the left relies on. They rely on that level of ignorance.
Since I am black, I guess I should start off with something that's kind of true about myself that deals with black people, right? There's this one time I got an email sent to me, right? And I didn't know what to do with this email. I looked at it, and it's because the subject of this email said, blacks don't read. And I was really confused. I was like, okay, but like, what is this really saying? Is this saying black people are prone to not reading things? Or is it saying, if you're a black person, don't read this? This is going to be super racist. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. How would this email know if I'm black or not? I don't understand. So I went to one of my friend's house who is not African American, and I opened it on his thing, it actually turned out to be the first thought. It was actually like this 5-page article talking about how black people don't read things. Like, they, if they do read it, they just skim over something, or sometimes they'll just bypass it or whatever. I mean, that's what my friend told me. Like, I didn't read it.
That's why I like that clip. That clip illustrates the comedy. Illustrates. That's why I love comedy, too, by the way, is it showcases things that people are afraid to say, but will say because they can put it into some sort of a contextual thing that makes people chuckle about it. But it's the truth. There's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. And the irony is this. And I've talked about this before, and many of you know this. Now, this may be a trick of old people just in general, but it's certainly a truism of old black folks. My grandmother would put money, if she had money that she wanted hidden from the kids, she put it in the books, typically in the Bible. Now, you really want to draw home the point that you know somebody is not reading a good book. If somebody's looking to steal from you, you say, okay, just put those money, that you know, the fold, the, whatever, these fresh dollar bills or whatever she might have, in the Bible. Nobody's going to touch it. There's this show, you ever watch this show called, Storage Wars? There was a girl who got a locker, and it was with books in it, and it was a box of books amongst other things. And the girl, they were like, oh, it's a bust. And the girl who is a couple, Brandy and Jared, and Brandy goes, no, let me have those books. And she took the books and she started fanning the pages out of some of them, and money was coming out. Money started falling out. I don't know how much they got, but Brandy knew enough to know, don't just dismiss these books. People hide money in those books. Now, the irony of it is, if they've done any research, you don't know who the lockers belong to. They just cut the lock and the show begins. But I will guarantee you, the person who owned that locker was somebody black. They lost the locker, passed away, kids couldn't afford to get it out, whatever, and the person who owned the locker had hidden money in those books and forgot to get it when they put it in there. It was like a little mini savings account. My great-grandfather would hide money in cans around the house. And I remember one time he forgot where he hid it. He hid a can. And he had me out there. I was there one summer. He's like, Buck, get your shovel and you got to help me dig. And we were looking for an old can. We finally found it. Dug up half the yard. No, that's not true. We dug up a lot of the yard, but not half of it. Anyway, I don't know why I started the show with this, but hey, hope you're having fun. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a bit, folks. Lots to talk about. I promise you're going to have a good time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
I was at my parents' house about a month ago. I was watching TV with my dad, right? And they had the Gay Pride Parade was on that weekend. Whatever makes you happy. And they were showing, they had like a live feed, not like a live feed, but like they were showing the parade, right? We're watching the parade, right? And then all of a sudden, these three gay Indian guys came on the screen, right? And they appeared, right? So I'm watching it, right? And these three gay Indian guys are like, hey, we're Indian and we're gay! We represent the gay South Asian community! And my dad looks at me and he goes, that is disgusting. Do you know them? I'm like, why the hell would I know them? Because they are of the gay, and you are in the entertainment business. Then my dad started to get really irritated with them, you know, because they just kept showing them on the screen. It didn't really bother me, you know, because it's just, you know, it's gay pride, and they're just being proud and gay, right? So my dad started to get really irritated with them, going, this is wrong. We should not have gay Indians. Indian men should not be gay. We got a population. immigration crisis over there. We could use a couple of homos in India right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I brought up a topic in the first segment, which is I saw this thing that came across one of my different feeds, and it said it's transphobic not to date transgender. And I thought to myself, okay, we got another thing we got to be concerned about now in America, because here's the deal. If I'm a young man and I'm coming up, you know, coming of age, and, you know, I'm out there, you know, looking for women, I'm not going to look for somebody that's transgender. It isn't necessarily against them per se. I'm just not into the transgender. So they say, well, Kevin, you're transphobic. And I'm going, no, I'm not. Given a choice between a beautiful woman that I can build my life with, and a beautiful transgender woman, you know, formerly man, I'm going to choose the woman every time. Every time. If I know, I'm going to choose. Now, that's not to say you ain't going to marry me. You know what I mean? That's not to say you can't fool a brother, because you can. I never forget, I was in Austin, Texas, and one of my good friends from high school, he goes, hey, man, where do you want to go? I said, I don't know. What to do? He goes, well, we'll go up on 6th Street. And so, you know, we hang out. And I said, cool, let's do it. He goes, well, before we go, he goes, I got to take you here. Then whatever. It was another friend of mine, two of us together. But the one friend was the one that I'd gone to see. His name is Samarian. So he goes, you got to see this. And I was like, what? And my other buddy's laughing. All of us went to high school together. Actually, we went to a junior high together, but we grew up in the same town. So he goes, I got to take you to 12th Street. Or I believe it was 11th and 12th Street. If you know Austin, Texas, you know what I'm talking about. So we go there, and I'm like, okay, cool. Just so we get over to 6th Street, because I knew 6th Street was a kind of a party place. So we go up 12th Street. And so and the minute we get there, I see girls in bikinis. And I'm like, there ain't no pool around. You know, what's going on? And it's probably in the evening, the barely beginning in the evening. But dark. And so it's probably 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. And these girls are in bikinis. And I see one leaning over a car. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. He's like, oh, dude, you got to. You wait till you see. Wait. So we turn the corner in what is this obviously a sketchy neighborhood that is filled with prostitutes. And we're going up the way. And I'm sitting there going, wow, these girls are actually out here in bikini. I mean, it wasn't like they were in normal hooker stuff. They were in bikinis, two-piece bikinis, and I guess it's competitive there. You know, it's like, nah, I can't leave any room for doubt here. This is what you're getting here, mister. So we make the corner, turn, and there are three girls walking on the right, and I was like, kind of amazed. I was like, wow, they're actually not bad looking. I mean, they're out in bikinis. For a man, if you're not dripping out of a bikini, you're going to get about a one. You know, you get a boost of a one. If you're a five, you go up to a six. It's just kind of natural. Anyway, I was actually kind of, I wasn't marveling it, because I don't want you to think that, you know, these are like Victoria's Secret models. But I was like, wow, they're not bad looking girls out here working. What's the deal? And then we see three of them that really look good. I was like, wow, look at them. And my buddy goes, He's like, look at them. It's like, yeah. He goes, those are dudes. I went, shut up. He goes, yeah, those are dudes. And we get close. I'm like, those are not dudes. So it's going real slow. You got to understand, because there's a lot of looky-loos. Just like us, there are people that are just cruising along. It's like looking at Christmas lights, okay? So it's going slow. Well, anyway, these three girls get in front of a truck, like, two vehicles ahead of us. And I mean, they all three guys out the window, and they climb into the truck. We, you know, it's moving, I don't know, 2 miles an hour. And we go up about, I don't know, 3 minutes. Maybe not even that. It wasn't even that long. It was probably 45 seconds to a minute. And the next thing we see, the truck lights come on, and the three of them get out. I will never forget that. And my buddy goes, see, he's like, see, that dude got fooled until he got closer. But it was so funny to watch. And so, I look, at the end of the day, how are you going to tell somebody that this is what you're supposed to date a transgender person or you're transphobic? It's not that, I have a friend, his name is Barry, and a very wealthy family, and he's Jewish. And we were at a big event, this has been decades ago, and Barry was like, yeah, he goes, you know, it's really funny, when I met, I forget his wife's name, but he says, when I was like, perfect match, he goes, she was smart, she was this, and he goes, and she was Jewish. And so, I immediately, you know, there was a, you've been trained in liberalism, so you're thinking, well, you know, can you really say that? You know, that she's Jew? And I'm like, yeah, he's Jewish. He doesn't want to deal with the religious implications of marrying a Protestant. You know, he wants a Jewish woman. Nothing wrong with that. He didn't say she had to be white. He just said she had to be the religion of Jewish. He didn't say Israeli. So I remember hearing that, but it did spark this thing in me like, huh? You are not transphobic if you don't want to date somebody transgender. If you want to date somebody that's, you know, that you go, I want your gender to be your natural gender, that doesn't make you transphobic. That makes you normal. It's not, I know people who have no problem at all. Say, look, if it was a pretty person, you know, a person I got along with, transgender, and, you know, profess to that, there are people that have no problem with that whatsoever. They go that route. No problem. I don't look at them and go, you're strange. You're really weird. But that's just not me. You're never going to make me feel like I have to do something just because you give it a label and go, oh, you're transphobic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Before I get into what I really want to talk about, I want to just say something about the Baltimore mayor spending $100,000 to bus kids to D.C. in order to talk about gun control and things like this. Because, of course, Baltimore has got to be flush with cash. The city that paid off Freddie Gray, almost seven, his parents or family, set almost $7 million for the death of Freddie Gray, the death that they created. But they spent $100,000 to send kids up to D.C. with gun control, with money that could, it has a better purpose. How many people in Baltimore are about to lose their homes that the government could theoretically help? Well, where could that money have gone? But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Before I even get into that, one of my friends tweeted, Stormy Daniels offers to pay back $130,000 for freedom to speak about Trump. Translation, someone offered the porn star a whole hell of a lot more money to speak about Trump. And that's likely the case. Larry Flint has said he would pay, a couple things. He said, I'll pay $1 million to anybody that would get dirt on a senator that he did get dirt on. Then he says, I'll pay $1 million for any congresswoman who wanted to pose nude in Hustler. I don't know if there's any of them you'd want to see. And then he said he'd pay $1 million to anybody that had dirt on Trump. And no takers. So apparently Stormy wants to trade in her $130,000 she got from whomever and now say, I can make this million from Larry. Larry Flint. Smut King. Oh, well. It leads me into the next discussion of what I wanted to talk about, which is a new tax. And I've told you guys, I said, the Democrats sit around thinking up ways to tax you. I'm telling you, it's innovative. They did a tennis shoe tax in Chicago. They said, we're going to build a new facility, and it's going to cost $2.1 million. How can we pay for it? And somebody goes, I don't know. Well, maybe we could, how about a sneaker tax? That'd be a great name for it. But they called it the tennis shoe tax. And they said, we'll charge... I don't remember what it is, but like 50 cents per pair of shoes to pay for this facility. $2.1 million. And so somebody asked, well, who buys tennis shoes? It's supposed to pay for a youth facility. Who buys tennis shoes? Youth. So the youth will be paying for their own facility, which I'm not saying I'm necessarily mad about. But here's what I can tell you. When they collect the money to pay the tax, and they paid it to pay for the facility, and they paid it off, they're going to keep the tax. And whatever they collect after that is going to go into somebody's slush fund. Somebody makes note of every project that ends and goes, hey, We got $2 million coming in now every year. Let's figure out what we want to do with this. That's how it works. So anyway, they think about taxes. When they raised the price of gasoline so high, people stopped driving as much. How will we get revenue? I don't know. Do we need to raise the taxes on gasoline more? So then they go, well, you know what? We've gotten rid of these gas guzzlers, and people's use of oil has gone down. So raising the taxes on that isn't going to help. But if we can get them to drive more, we'll do a drive tax. You know, like how far you've traveled. Forget the gas. I just want to know how far you've traveled in your car. And forget roll tolls and things like this. And ask yourself, who gets hurt? The poor people? I jokingly said in Florida, you can't be poor and be on a Florida road, because they'll put you on a toll road in a second. You'll be panicked. Anyway, there is a new tax out there. Rhode Island residents will have to pay a $20 fee to access sexually explicit content online if a recently introduced bill passes the General Assembly this session. The bill was introduced by Senator Frank Ciccone, Democrat out of Providence, and Senator Hannah Gallo, Democrat out of Cranston. It would require internet providers to, quote, digitally block sexual content and patently offensive material. But consumers could deactivate the block for a fee of $20. Each quarter, the internet providers would give the money made from the deactivation fees to the state's general treasurer, who would forward the money to an attorney general to fund the operations of the Council on Human Trafficking. So this is an attempt to save people from human trafficking. You think the government would tell you 100% of the money, the proceeds that we raise, are going to go into saving against human trafficking? If online distributors of sexual content do not comply with the filter, the attorney general or consumer could file a suit of up to $500 for each piece of content reported but not blocked. So who's going to benefit here? Who determines what is patently offensive material? Because that's what it is, sexual content and patently offensive material. And then who came up with $500 as the price for each piece of content? I always wanted to know. I wanted to sit in a room and say, well, you know, if you do that, the parking, the ticket alone is going to cost you $75. Why? Why 75? Why not 100? Why not 25? Well, Kevin, we're trying to deter people. Well, then make it 1,000. That's a pretty big deterrent. We've got to be reasonable here, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, well, reasonable for one man is maybe unreasonable for another. Why is it that it's arbitrary? Is it the $20 block fee? It's arbitrary. Is that based on some study? Why not make it $19.95? You know, that way it doesn't reach that magic 20, 2-0, which people, ooh, I get a rebate back from my 20. I get a whole nickel. They do it at $19.95. Crazy? Another lame brain idea. And all it's going to do is force people to go get a URL in China or somewhere offshore and access it from that. Pretend that you don't live in whatever state, in this case, Idaho, and the rest is history. That just cracks me up. What else we got? I don't know. I mean, it's a porn tax. My producer's telling me, you know, mention porn tax. It's a porn tax. It's a tax on sexuality. Look, I couldn't even tell you I don't even remember the last time I searched for porn on the internet. And here's what I will tell you. It was to do research, truly. I know people are out there going, yeah, sure, Kevin. Sure it was, buddy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, just look, if I was looking for porn on the internet, I would tell you. I mean, for my own personal satisfaction. I would just go, yeah, so the other day I was out, I had nothing better to do, so I searched porn. But I don't care about it. So I know if I was looking up any porn, it would have been because I was doing a story on something. And the other thing I don't like about it is if you ever do search for anything that's pornographic, Everything after that, all your ads are like, hey, want to hook up with Russian babes? Hey, want to hook up with Puerto Rican babes? Hey, want to hook up? Hey, here's this. Check out the girls here. Hey, there's a strip club near you. Turn here. You know, it becomes so pervasive on your system that you can't even have your kids come looking it over your head on your computer. They'll think you're a total horn dog, you know? No, I'm not looking. I'll use somebody else's. I'll go to the library and look. Not going to have that stuff popping up on my computer. A porn tax, folks, come on. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but porn tax. This is what leftists spend their time on. They put the CAFE standards for cars. They got more people killed because they said you got to meet the mileage restrictions of all these cars. So they, you know, the car manufacturers said, well, we got to take some steel out. We got to go to composites, et cetera, et cetera. And it may hold the car together, but in a wreck, I want steel around me. Not saying I have it right now because I don't. I remember those big old cars. My uncles drove them. My grandfather drove a car like that. You felt safe. It was big. And it was probably a gas guzzler. Probably got 12 miles to the gallon. I don't know. Honestly, it didn't seem like we filled up any more than we do today. When they tell us we get 35 to 40 miles an hour, miles per gallon on these cars. But anyway, just the notion, the arbitrariness of these bills that get introduced, these taxes that they want to charge, these supposed things that they want to fix that never get fixed, and suddenly you just got to charge for everything that you do. Why is it only for looking up porn? What if they go, no, we want this if you're looking up vacations, because who wants to take it? Whoever can afford a vacation should have to pay a luxury tax to view vacations. Who are they to prohibit people from getting access to something that everybody else should be able to get access to or has access to? But because what's funny is it doesn't suit what they could put, would say for civilized society, they want to get rid of it. And I'm being serious when I ask the question, what else can they go for? What else do you like that they go, oh, we're going to charge you for that too?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags flags for patriots at freeoldglory.com. That's freeoldglory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Boy, what a story we got for you here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Pepsi, snack food company, Frito-Lay, right? You know them. My question for Pepsi was, did they miss the memo on gender equality? What in the world? The company announced a new product. I don't know if you guys saw this story. They call them Lady Doritos. Yeah. Did you know this? Lady Doritos. As it turns out, Lady Doritos don't pack the same punch as their male counterpart. No, they're not. Yeah. It all started with a little taste profiling. This is a Pepsi CEO who is a woman. And in an interview with Freakonomics, Pepsi CEO Indra Nooyi commented on the ways that consumer insights about gender differences are driving product development in the world of Doritos. And Nui suggested women don't like to crunch too loudly in public. And they don't like to lick their fingers generously. And they don't like to pour the little broken pieces and the flavor into their mouths. So guys, we just, right? And we're getting the little dye on our fingers and all that. And then when it gets down to the bottom, you know, because they break, we just turn the bag up and go, and we eat it all out. So the company's answer to this problem that apparently women have had with Doritos, who knew, since their inception, was to come up with a new brand. They did developing chips that had a low crunch, but had the same taste profile with less flavoring. Those are the new Lady Doritos. Lady Ritos. What do you call them? Loritos? Wow, if the D is for, say, a male appendage, would they be Voritos? Ooh, there's a lot of places you can go with this. Anyway, here's the next thing they said. And how can you put it in a purse? Noye mused. Apparently, the current chip bags aren't cutting it for the handbag wielders of the world, because she says women love to carry a snack in their purse. I think she meant purses, if she was saying women. You see, it would have been a woman. A woman loves to carry a snack in her purse. Women love to carry snacks in their purses. See, just keeping all the verb tenses correctly here. Matching the noun. I love this story. So imagine this. Women are carrying chips, which crumble easier in a purse full of gadgets. Why didn't Pepsi, Frito-Lay, whatever, why didn't they just call them Lady Crumbs instead of Lady Doritos? Because let me tell you, if you put a bag of Doritos in a backpack, a purse, in your pocket, whatever, it's going to be nothing but crumbs. And if they're Lady Ritos, Veritos, then they're going to crumble a lot easier because they're delicate. They're much more delicate than regular Doritos. Yeah. For the record, if women are willing to wear vagina hats, I suspect they're not too worried about their Doritos crunch and what it's going to convey to the public about them. That's just me, but I can hear Colonel Jessup of A Few Good Men saying to Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway, she was played by Demi Moore, for those of you who aren't sure of what I'm talking about, "You can't handle the crunch!" as he eats a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. When she and Lieutenant Kathy went down to Gitmo. Now, they should reshoot that scene. Seriously, this would be a great Dorito. If they were going to launch this, they should reshoot that scene with Colonel Jessup just sitting there, crunch, 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 crunch. There you are, sitting there with your little chimpity uniform on. Here, carrying that bag of Lady Doritos, Veritos. You know, have Kathy and Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway eating Lady Ritos while Kathy's eating those big old honking crunchers, you know. Oh, man, my mind moves in crazy ways. So, obviously, the creation of Veritos, a.k.a. Lady Doritos, creates burning questions. For example, how do you price them? How do you price Lady Doritos? Now, one could argue that less crunchy Doritos are in fact weaker than their male Dorito counterparts. Thus, are they cheaper? Because cheaper Lady Doritos would help balance out that wage disparity between men and women, particularly if Lady Doritos cost 72 cents on the dollar of real Doritos. You get what I'm saying? Because if women go, "We only make 72 cents for every dollar," okay, then have your Lady Doritos. There you go. We've solved the problem, because less expensive Lady Doritos would be fitting, given that the women don't have to work as hard to eat them. They chew easier. There's less work. And the coup de grace for this is women have less to clean up, because these little delicacies don't leave as much coloring on your fingertips. Help me out here, ladies. What are you thinking? 844-551-8255. If you want to chime in on the Dorito discussion, I'd really like to know. Another point to ponder. Can men buy Lady Doritos? Think about it. If men can indeed purchase the lady version of the Dorito delicacy, will men then be man-shamed if they buy them or eat them? These are legit questions. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, imagine you've got the regular Doritos. You know, what do you like? Spicy nacho? Okay, so you got spicy nacho, regular Doritos right there, and you got spicy nacho lady Doritos. Now, you're a guy, and you're going, you know what? I'm feeling a little tired today. I don't feel like carrying a big, heavy bag of Doritos. Doritos. I would rather have the lady Doritos because it's lighter. It's going to be easier to chew. It's less expensive. It doesn't leave that nasty. Maybe you're going out and you don't have a napkin or something and you can't wipe your fingers. So you want Lady Doritos. And, you know, you're a dude, but you don't want to lick your fingers. You know what I mean? It could be a little bit emasculating if a guy sees you licking your finger off. Okay? So you decide to buy yourself some Lady Doritos. Are you ridiculed? What if other people see you? This is, to me, this might be the equivalent of having to go get your lady her feminine napkins, right? What if you were, which brings up another question, what if you're buying Lady Doritos for a woman, but they're gonna like challenge you? Hey, what are you doing getting Lady Doritos? Well, they're not for me, they're for my girl. Yeah, whatever, dude. No, she's right there, look, outside. Look, she's waving. Look up, honey. Come on, look up. And you call her. Hey, look, will you let this guy know I'm buying these for you? And she's shaking her head. Nope. They're for him. Oh, man, but hey, there's an even more controversial aspect of the Lady Doritos, and it has to do with the, here we go, you're waiting for it, right? The LGBT community. How will they handle the new development in the Doritos world? Are we going to have issues around transgender people purchasing Lady Doritos? For example, will cashiers be required to check the genitalia of the purchaser of the Lady Doritos before they can even authorize the purchase? Will a blue light or a red light go off? You know what I'm saying? These are legit questions. I see no problem if you're man to woman transgender, because, you know, you're probably dressing looking like a woman, blah, blah, blah. But what about women to men? Can Chaz Bono buy Lady Doritos? I'm just curious. Or will he have to have his significant other do so while he then takes them to the bathroom at Target to eat them? These are legit. Don't even look at me like I'm crazy. These are legitimate questions. Imagine the new dilemma for Taco Bell. Will the Dorito taco be made from Lady Doritos or Man Doritos? Manritos. If Taco Bell continues to use Man Doritos, are they being misogynist? After all, when they launched the product, they had no idea there would be any gender issues with their Dorito taco. So you can see, people, we no longer live in a world where you can just make a product decision, as Pepsi has done here, without thinking of the ramifications. There are societal ramifications of everything that you do now. I know I'm starting to sound like Steinfeld's lawyer. So when they decided to make the Doritos, was Taco Bell alerted? If Taco Bell was not alerted, I see a lawsuit here. See, it's not as simple as a concept as you might think, thanks to these leftists. But let me tell you, thankfully they killed the idea. Yeah, Pepsi backpedaled, chalked it up to a misunderstanding. The reporting on specific Dorito products for feminine consumers is inaccurate, PepsiCo told ABC in a news statement. We already have Doritos for women. They're called Doritos. They're enjoyed by millions of people every day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.